You know, I see this when I was a seminarian, that there are people who cannot seek power from the outside, come into the church in order to seek the power from within. And I myself too have been tempted many times, right? But yet, following the Lord, it's not about seeking power. If this is our goal, then we're in it for the wrong reason. Then when sufferings happen, when pains happen, when trials happen, when mishap happen, when all things fall apart, we will go into an identity crisis and we will leave him. Just like the apostles today, huh? They were so focused about who's going to sit what and where and what title they're going to have. At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, did that really matter or not? The answer is no. But the question is that, can we drink the same chalice that Jesus will drink? Are we willing to suffer for him and with him or not? And that's why we wear red on feast days of the apostles, because they're willing to drink the same chalice that he did, to die for him. And to go to the extent that we're way beyond their comfort zone in order to preach the gospel. So imagine, my brothers and sisters, the Middle East, Israel, the Holy Land, where Jesus was. And if you know where the Basilica of Santiago de Compostela is, it's in the middle of Spain. That's a long walk. That's a long journey. But Santiago or James the Great walked all those way to preach the good news, toward the point that the only thing that separates him is the ocean. He couldn't go any further. He's willing to drink the chalice that Jesus had for him, to bear all the misunderstanding, all the hardship, and all the trials and suffering for him. Because even though he and his brother were looking for glory in the beginning, they fell in love with him, and they gave their all to him. So for our own lives too, my brothers and sisters, the question that the Lord is asking each and every one of us, can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink? Are you willing to serve, or are you looking to be served? Are you willing to give your life as a ransom for many, for the greater glory of God? Or are you and I looking to glorify ourselves? Jesus said so clearly, imagine, okay? Read the scripture, but imagine yourself and myself sitting right in front of the Lord Jesus today. And he said, you know, my children, my student, that the rulers of the Gentile lord their power over their subjects. But it shall not be so among you. No, it cannot be. Imagine him looking at us with love. Shall not be so among you. Rather, if you really wish to be great, to be first, choose to be your brothers and sisters' slave. Choose to serve them. For I didn't come to be served by you. I came to give my all to you. If we really pray with the scripture, and see the tenderness and the love that the Lord had for us, what's there to hold back? What can we do except to give him our everything? So that's my invitation for you today, my brothers and sisters. It saddened me that too many people, even now, worry too much about power in the church. It breaks my heart. But it shall not be so among you. Seek to love him, to follow him, and to give your all to him.